I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Bill Gates is the dumbest high-tech billionaire in the history of the world. I'm not saying that to be mean or arbitrary. It's relevant. He's a threat to the people around him. A deeply stupid man with billions of dollars at his disposal is dangerous. Look at some of the investments he's made over the years. Last year, he held a Reinvent the Toilet fair in Seattle to come up with a new toilet for developing countries, countries that don't have running water. Silly me, I'm just a regular guy who appreciates a good toilet as much as anyone, but I'm fairly sure the one thing people without running water want most is, well, running water. Why not just buy them some plumbing? Another Bill Gates project last year was a climate experiment in New Mexico where two Harvard engineers sprayed sunlight-reflecting chemicals into the atmosphere trying to cool the planet. What's most interesting about that boondoggle was the combination of dumb high-tech billionaire with Harvard engineers. Excuse me for saying it, but that's the perfect storm of stupidity. In 2009, Gates funded an effort to stop hurricanes by creating a giant tub in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. You probably won't be overly surprised to learn it didn't work. And this year, he's the point man, pardon the expression, for an effort to reinvent the condom. He wants to make them out of graphene instead of latex. Because what man hasn't heard his lover screaming passionately, "Oh, it feels good, but how I wish your condom was made out of a two-dimensional crystalline allotrope of carbon." Maybe he came up with this idea, so to speak, while testing the reinvented toilets. Or maybe the idea just fell in his lap, I don't know. The reason modern-day high-tech billionaires tend to be ignoramuses when it comes to life in general and waste their money on stuff that does more harm than good is because that's the way they were raised. Our education system is controlled and staffed by left-wing wackos. These wackos have infiltrated our education colleges to such an extent that teachers, when they graduate, don't even know they've been indoctrinated with a manure wagon full of baloney. Bill Gates is the perfect example of the negative feedback built into our education system. Here is a man who, poorly educated himself, becomes wealthy with billions of dollars to throw at whatever catches his fancy, and how does he give back? He becomes the primary backer of Common Core, the new education system sweeping through our schools and threatening to make future generations even dumber than he is. Today is Pearl Harbor Day, memorializing the day Japan attacked our naval base in Hawaii. It was a dastardly, dishonorable attack, causing President Franklin Roosevelt to call December 7th a date which will live in infamy. Bill Gates and the other rich dilettantes who foisted Common Core on our schools will tell you that the Common Core State Standards Initiative, which is the full name for this pile of crap, is not a curriculum, but merely a set of standards detailing what students should know. They're lying through their teeth. There's no politer way of saying it. Ostensibly, yes, Common Core, as promulgated and supported by the National Governors Association and encouraged by billions of dollars from the federal government, is a set of standards. But what they fail to mention is that there is also a Common Core curriculum funded by the same people. And keep in mind, when I say funded, I'm talking about big money. Bill Gates has already pumped $160 million into pushing Common Core and is promising more. This curriculum is ready with textbooks, workbooks, and tests for any school district that adopts Common Core standards. One of those textbooks, Prentice Hall's The American Experience, has one slim chapter about World War II. Here's what high schoolers learn about the war. They learn to recoil in disgust at America's power of mass destruction. They learn how technological advances like those nuclear bombs America dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki made war more horrible. They learn that we should not vilify the Japanese just because they were the enemy. And they learn that World War II should never be called a good war because no war is good. And here's what they don't learn. They don't learn about the Japanese starting the war in a surprise attack while their diplomats were in Washington, D.C. pretending to negotiate. They don't learn about the rape of Nanking, where invading Japanese soldiers raped and killed hundreds of thousands of Chinese. And they don't learn about any of the other Japanese atrocities, lootings, mass killings, hundreds of thousands of women kidnapped into prostitution, forced labor camps, executions of prisoners, and even cannibalism that made them hated around the Pacific Basin even now, 60 years later. When I was a kid, I learned that World War II was a good war, that we fought and won against rampant evil that was threatening the whole world, and that Japan and Germany deserved everything that happened to them. It's almost like Bill Gates, dumb as a rubber crutch and overflowing with money he's incapable of putting to good use, somehow managed to travel back in time and lose World War II. That's today's dose of common sense.